They estimate that in Russia, it's as high as a third of the population is always drunk. It's very hard to do things that way. And in Poland, that also is true. Now, because of that, Jews were given the liquor license. Now, the liquor license is the right to sell alcohol and to brew it, to brew the drinks and to sell them, was always heavily taxed by government. It's one of the oldest taxes in the world. In the Roman Empire, the tax on wine was one of the main taxes that the Romans used to, bad pun, to float their government. And we know in our times also how heavily alcohol is taxed. That's always one of the main incomes. And the king of Poland and the noblemen, and the same thing was true of Russia and of all the other countries, saw in the increase of the and control of the alcoholic beverage business, they saw a chance for them to gain more money, more revenue. And the Jews, it was always a Jewish business. That was not, again, it was not the type of business that would endear the tavern keeper to his patrons. It's not what used to be Duffy's Tavern on the radio or Jackie Gleason's bartender or all the other familiar friendly bartenders that are part of American folklore. People spent their last kopeck on drink and then went home and had nothing. They had no food for their children. They turned their wrath on for their own shortcoming to the person that took the last kopeck from them. And he, in most cases, was Jewish. The Jews, remarkably, were immune from the disease of alcoholism. That was because of the fact that they were so isolated from the Gentile population, and that in their hearts they so looked down upon the Gentile population for their behavior and for their coarseness and for their lack of civilization, etc., that the religious life of the Jew protected him from it. And even though drinking alcoholic beverages is certainly not forbidden and became part and parcel of certain areas of Jewish life, Jewish alcoholics were almost 99.9% non-existent. A shikar was not known in Jewish communities in Eastern Europe. And there's an old Yiddish folk song which is exemplary of the bigotry that the Jews felt and the non-Jews because of it, right? Shiker is a goy, trinken muzer, weiler is a goy. Which, you know, that said it all, right? Non-Jew is a drunk. He has to drink because he's a non-Jew, because he's a Gentile. Right? The two are synonymous. And that was the attitude that the Jews had. And maybe because of that attitude, so the drink itself had no appeal to them. But they were very, very noticeable, very powerful in the liquor industry. And whenever a pogrom started, the first place it started was the tavern. That was the front line of Jewish non-Jewish relationship, and it was a very dangerous job. Even in our time, to a certain extent, Jews are still very strongly represented in the liquor industry, even in the world generally. And because of it, that is literally a tradition that came from Eastern Europe. A second area where Jews participated in the economic life of Eastern Europe and why they were brought to Eastern Europe was to run the serfs. There were large